Wyoming author C.J. Box recently published his 23rd novel, Paradise Valley. It was also his fifth standalone book outside of the Joe Pickett series. Box spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard about his career and said he has honed his voice as an author over the years, in part by following Elmore Leonard's 10 Rules of Writing.
And the very first rule is leave out the parts readers skip. And it sounds kind of trite, but it's absolutely true. And so I try to just kind of pare the stories down to their essence and go with that and not have pages of exposition and description and kind of superfluous things and try to just move it along. And I think that's kind of my style and voice, and I think that's proved out over the years.
You are certainly one of the most prolific Wyoming writers, you know, maybe ever. Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't, because, of course, starting out, I was just trying to get one book published. But I think I kind of attribute some of it to, I've got a journalism background. I used to, you know, write newspaper columns in Wyoming, and I worked for the Saratoga Sun newspaper and others. And I think when you're a journalist, you're kind of just get trained to produce and produce on deadline and work every day. And I think that's carried over so that it never seems overwhelming at all. I just go to work every day like everyone else. And luckily that kind of production has resulted in about a book and a half a year. And this year there'll be two books coming out, but that doesn't mean they're both written this year. They're written last year, or finished last year, I should say. So it's not as difficult as it might seem.
Do you think that journalism background helps you convey the facts of a story? You know, with a crime novel, there's certainly a lot of those things that have to be tied in and making it compelling as well.
I think so. And also, I do a lot of research with each book, and that means interviews. And I kind of go back on my old experience, and I've got I've got lots of notebooks filled with interviews of people, experts, people on the ground, so that when I write the books, because they're all kind of topic driven, more so than character driven, I can really rely on real research to help me through. And I think it makes the books more realistic, and it certainly helps me get my head into certain areas where I can write from a point of view that comes across as authentic.
With so many books, how do you keep being creative and coming up with these new storylines?
I don't find the creative part the hardest. What I find probably the most difficult thing is just finding the time. I'm doing a lot more traveling than I should be doing, and doing a lot more book tours than I should be doing, and that takes me away from writing. So really the most difficult part of it these days is just making sure that I have uninterrupted blocks of time to write, as opposed to trying to figure out what's going to come next.
Do you see crime writing as your home, or do you ever think that you might venture out of that genre?
I don't really think about it as crime writing. I think I'm writing contemporary Western novels that I hope are compelling, and try not to fit them into any particular genre, whether it's mystery or thriller or crime or whatever. But I like the formula or the strategy, because it's a way of writing about a community or people, or it's kind of sociological, because the investigation reveals a lot about a place. And that's kind of more my aim than trying to fit a genre.
I have to ask, you certainly have a lot of diehard fans. What's the strangest encounter you've ever had with a fan of your novels?
Oh, geez, there have been a lot. I think, well, not maybe the strangest, but I thought one of the funniest was I flew up to Helena, Montana to do some ride-alongs with the deputy sheriffs there when I was researching Back of Beyond, actually. And the first thing they did when I got off the plane is they took me to the shooting range, the departmental shooting range, because they wanted to teach me how to shoot. And, you know, I had to explain to them, you know, I can shoot. I'm not a bad shot, but it's Joe Pickett who's not a very good shot. It's not me. And so sometimes I'm kind of, people assume that I'm Joe Pickett or vice versa, and that's not the case. And they'll ask me questions or address me as Joe. And that's happened quite a lot. So it's just, it does always amaze me how seriously or how much people appreciate the books and assume that they know the characters, and sometimes they do better than I do. And one of the things I always wondered when I started out was whether or not readers in Wyoming would embrace a Wyoming author the way they kind of do in the South with their Southern authors. And I found that to be absolutely true. It's amazed me how many people in a small state like this read, and how many have read every book. And it's really satisfying to find out what a, you know, reading state that we've got.
C.J. Box is the author of the Joe Pickett series and the new novel, Paradise Valley. Thanks so much, C.J., for your time today.
Thank you very much.